Broadcasting from the confines of an abandoned radio station in the secluded ghost town of High Strangeness, just outside of Area 51. It's time for a full disclosure of the topics they told us. We're off
late.
Hi, everybody. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. Broadcasting live from the KOA News Radio studios of iHeartMedia in Denver, home of Bigfoot tribes, ETs, something called Elvis. You're going to learn more about this tonight as I tell my personal accounts of Sasquatch deep in the Rockies. We'll get started after this, but time now to turn off the lights and join me for another interesting evening of conversation, much needed education, and the chance that we might get a little closer to the truth of what lurks amongst us and what is beyond. I'm Connie Willis, and this is Coast to Coast AM. You're listening to Coast AM. Hi, everybody. I'm Connie Willis. How you doing? Good night tonight. Special night tonight. At least I feel like it's a special night tonight because I'm kind of doing this from a different perspective. Normally what I do, right, is interview different people that come in and talk to them. I actually like to say conversation as a conversationalist instead of an interview. Don't like to do that. Here's 10 questions, and then we just keep going to them and not go a little deeper. As most of you know, I like to go very, very deep. I'm not a 101 person, and I'm not here to debate if it's true or not. I want to get into, let's say it's true, and go into it and figure out what it's about. Most of you guys already know that I also, if you follow me at all, I like to study all of the genres out there that are a little, you know, out of the ordinary, and then see how they connect. See how they, you know, a lot of people are into ghosts. A lot of people are into UFOs. A lot of people are into abductions. And those are two different things, believe it or not. I always try to tell people that there's some people into UFOs only and some people into abductions only. You think that they would go together, the alien abductions, but they don't. And there's remote viewing, there's psychic medium stuff, there's channeling, there's it's all kinds of things, correct? So I like to learn them all and see how they all fit. Growing up in a haunted house, of course, a lot of you guys have done the same thing, and that's how you got into this initially. Or there's something that got you into it to where you are here tonight. So before we get into that, please, if you don't know where you can find me outside of Coast to Coast, you can go to my, I guess it's called an internet show now. It's not a podcast. I have video. It's not a YouTube channel anymore. I've moved from that. It is, I don't know, maybe you call it an internet show. It's called Blue Rock Talk. Blue Rock, the Earth, right? And it's Earth's most interesting conversations. Now, that includes people, places, and things. And I've been doing a lot of studio work, but I'm hoping to get back and hit the road again and move around and bring you all that good stuff. Now, because of my radio background and television background, it's always been live, whether you've known me to be a pit reporter for car racing or a pit reporter for boat racing and feature reporter for that kind of thing, or Disney or QVC selling products as Chef Connie and Home Shopping Network, too, and infomercials with Billy Mays. All of us older folk, right? Well, that's all live stuff. So wherever you have known me from in the past, I also like to live stream on my shows, whether it's investigations or whether it's interviewing people, having conversations. So I hope that you'll join me over there, Blue Rock Talk with Connie Willis. Just go to BlueRockTalk.com. And right now what I'm doing, I just now launched a membership site. So I think actually it starts midnight tonight Pacific, where I'm going to do this deal where, you know, it's membership, so you got to pay, right? Okay, so what I'm going to do is if I'm going to give you a big deal, if you pay, let me think about this. If you pay the straight up price for an annual membership, then I'm going to give you like half off. It's actually over half off. So, you know what, just to make it simple, go to BlueRockTalk.com, put in there, hey, I want to join. I'm going to open it up for you to jump in there. And then tomorrow I'll write you back. Okay. That's what I'll do. I'll make it easy for you. So go to BlueRockTalk.com. Join me and have fun, okay? You'll be a blue rocker, and that's someone in the know. That's my community. I think you'll have fun, a lot of good people, and we'll have fun, right? We'll be real interactive and real participatory, folks. I love that word. It's easy to say. It's fun to say, and I hope you'll join me. So one of the these are things you're going to see me doing, by the way, and that's why I love being here on Coast, to be able to talk to you about these things. The number one show in the whole freaking world is Coast to Coast, and I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very happy to talk to as many people as I will be on what I'm going to tell you tonight. Because normally what we do is we talk to other people that experience all these things, and a lot of times what happens is that people come on the show. And sometimes they're nervous. You know, that's okay. We get that. Sometimes they want to tell absolutely everything they've ever heard and seen and felt in their entire life really quickly. And I have to stop them. I know you guys have heard me do that before. I'm like, whoa. Go, what? Ant people? What? What are you talking about? Tell me about those ant people. So I want to go deeper. So I think when you talk about less types of experiences and get into them deeper, it's better than just hearing the generic 25,000 of them. So tonight, that's the plan of attack. So in the past couple of weeks, I'm going to say about 15 days, really, I think it is, something around that. Being here at KOA Studios is where I'm broadcasting from, one of the affiliates for Coast to Coast. It's out of Denver, which is right there with the Rockies, correct? So in the Colorado Rockies, you know, there's a lot of crazy things here. You got the San Luis Valley not far away with all kinds of funky stuff. And, well, the Colorado Rockies have all sorts of interesting things going on. It's not just for skiing. It's not just for hiking. It's not just for doing the other things that people do here. It's beautiful, by the way. But I finally got to go out with some of the people that are big Coast fans, and they've connected with me, and they've taken me to their hotspots. So tonight we're going to be talking to the people that have taken me to their hotspots. They've trusted me enough to take me to their areas that are extremely interactive. Now, I've studied just about everything out there, and again, I like to see how they connect. Currently, my common denominator is it seems like most things are interdimensional. Ghosts come and go. ETs come and go. UFOs come and go. Orbs come and go. And you guys will probably agree that that's a pretty good common denominator for everything. When I've talked to remote viewers, and I'm an advanced remote viewer, though I'm not great, you can still have a certificate of it. It says that you went through the class, but it doesn't mean that you're great. You got to practice. It's a martial art of the mind. But the great, great remote viewers will tell you as well, you know, about time, and that it's kind of a human thing to go in a straight line forward. Seems like everything else goes sideways, up, down, left, diagonal, backwards. We don't. So let's get into the Rockies. Now, Sasquatch Journey is a couple, Tony and Ingrid Durant, and they are this couple. I'll get more into who they are when they come in here to talk. But they have been taking me to their hotspot. And anybody that goes to anybody's hotspot, if you keep it a secret, you're going to go back again. So I've always kept the secrets, knock on wood. No, I will always do that because my passion is to go out there and learn this stuff and see this stuff and know where they are. I don't want to go try to find a hotspot, then be there. That could take forever. So I am blessed to be in specific situations to where people will reach out to me and tell me, hey, you got to go. You got to go here. You got to go with me. When you're in this area, come with me. Okay, so Sasquatch Journey, that's their name of their little team, and they are on Facebook and also YouTube. So you can go there and check them out. You'll see great video. You really will. You'll see great video. And you'll see me on some of those. Yay! I've talked about them before. There's we've got some videos where there's footprints in the snow, and there's all these different structures. So that's what we're going to talk about first, and we'll talk about the other group when they come in. Okay, so with Sasquatch Journey, they take me to this area. They really do have a lot of structures that they have found. When I say structures, not necessarily glyphs, though some people will call a glyph a structure if it's bigger. You know, everybody kind of does their own thing. There's no exact science to this. There's no exact, this is the way it is, even though some people do. And, you know, there's a lot of fighting amongst the currently what I'm talking about is the Bigfoot world. Some people don't even like me to say Bigfoot. That's the B word. They want me to say Sasquatch or Forest Friends. So I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody, but down south, where I'm from, they call them Bigfoot, boogers. I hate that word. I hate that word, but it's B-O-O-G-E-R-S, and it's kind of from the boogeyman. Okay, that's where the boogeyman came from. From what, you know, these are the experiences I've got along the way that I've been told. Makes sense. So they've taken me to their areas, and they have shown me some unbelievable structures. Some of these structures look like what you would call a teepee. Some of them people think are blinds. And they have their own jargon. They really do have their own jargon. And you're going to hear what that is. And it's so funny because anybody I go out with, every time it's somebody different, they all have their same, they all have their own jargon. They all have their own lingo. They have their own experiences. Yet, I got to tell you, everywhere I've gone, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida, Philadelphia, Oregon, all along the Pacific Northwest, and the Rockies, Colorado, and even, I think, was it Utah too? I try to go wherever I can, whenever I can. They're everywhere, and you see the same things. So when people say, hey, look, there's nowhere, you know, when they're on their they're on their shows, and they're going, nobody has this, nobody has this, nobody has this. Yeah, well, you know, I just want you to know, I've seen them everywhere. I've seen the same type of structures. I've seen the same glyphs. So I want you to know that when you do see or hear someone say, I'm the only person that's got this, they're everywhere. And those things that they see and they talk about, they're everywhere, which I think is pretty cool. I know how, you know, people want to do that, but I just want you to know they're everywhere. And the very first time I ever went was in Alabama. And before we even started unloading to camp out, and, you know, after we picked the spot in the woods, something had said to me, they are highly intelligent and they are everywhere. I got that download. I think there are what they call a download. I think someone even called it a mind thought. And then there's mind speak, which, by the way, connects with the telepathy and the aliens, right? So again, you kind of start putting them all together. They all connect. I know they do. They all connect. And thank goodness some of you just study in one area and others of you just study in one area. And it's good because we're able to learn from you because you get deeper and deeper into these things. So I wanted to be able to talk to you about what I saw this past time with them. Before they come in, I want to get their perspective of it, and we'll ask about some of the other things that they've seen. The last time we went, and let me tell you, this couple, Tony and Ingrid, are great people. They respect me as much as I respect them. If I say I see something, they don't question it and say, no. There's a lot of people that do that. Don't deny people that are with you. Make sure you're with people that you know you can trust when you take them out. And of course, you learn that the hard way. But we all trust each other. And it's cool because we're all kind of on the same wavelength too. I would say that for the most part, we all are empathic, which always helps when you're out there. That's a good thing because when you're out there and you are empathic, you know what's going on. But you also, if you're really good with your ambiance, you know where they are. And that's good for all sorts of things. It could be a mountain lion. It could be a bear. Right now is not the best of times to go out there. And speaking of that, a lot of people say, hey, never take a gun, never take a gun. Well, there's another side to that. And that side is there's mountain lions, there's bears. Okay, these things are hungry too, by the way, and you might look like a really good snack to them. Now, I don't ever want to hurt anything. And I'm glad that other people will take that responsibility that are with me if anything like that happens. And they don't want to either. You know, you're talking about people that love animals and they also want to have a relationship with Sasquatch and the clans and the tribes that are in these areas. And by the way, we're looking at this as they are real because you know what? I believe it. I know it. And so do these people that you're going to be hearing from tonight too. But I do not believe anymore. I know that a lot of people say, don't ever bring guns. I believe absolutely that these beings know your intention. So don't worry about that. Well, at least that's how I feel. There's other people out there that believe that the Sasquatch people will not hurt you. And it's all about love and relationships. And I've basically had that same experience myself. However, being in this position, I've heard all sorts of stories, and I don't know that I would totally, that this is just me. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of people out there. There's Tom Cantrell. There's Arla Williams. There's Dave Parker. And they're great friends of mine. I love them. I love them. I love them. And I love to learn from them. And I think they're great. And I want to always be open-minded to everybody's thoughts. And they also know, you know, maybe I'm not there where they are yet. But I've also heard other stories and situations. And the thing is, you just never know if you might come up on somebody that's got a bad personality or has had a bad day. You know, I just think they're individualistic. And I think that they... who knows, you might come up to one and it's with their kids. You might come across one that's, maybe they're mating. You never know. I came up across some snakes that were mating, believe it or not, and where my garden hose was. So, you know, they fit right in there. And this snake that everybody says, oh, black snakes are okay. This was in Florida. Well, that thing jumped up 4 feet in the air. It actually did. It scared me to death. So you got to be careful. You never know. So just be cautious. You don't want to do anything to make them mad because they are big. Even the little ones are big. And there's stories to back up some of these, some bad situations. So those of you out there right now going, no, Connie, don't go there. You know, I think you should always be cautious. And there's other animals out there too. So be cautious. And I believe that the Sasquatch people themselves, they know what your intentions are. So that gets me to this last, now I've gone out with Sasquatch Journey, I guess, maybe, I don't know, maybe let's just say 5 times. The last time we had kind of gone up on one side and found tons of structures. I mean, they're beautiful, they're artistic. You can't explain why they are the way they are. There's X's and what looks like asterisks and what looks like a whole lot of other things. And they're interwoven and they're bent and twisted trees. How can you do that? Who can do that? So we ended up having a little lunch, or they did, because I didn't bring my lunch with me on this particular time. And they sat up on a rock and enjoyed each other's company. And I was like, you know, they gave me a little food to munch on. And then we ended up going on the other side of the area of the Rockies that they go to. And I can't remember if they've been in this area or not. So we started going up the hill and incline, and we were already pooped, so we weren't going to go that far. And the incline was crazy. You had to actually grab the limb above you, the branch, the tree, and pull yourself up. And again, we were already exhausted at this point. We're heading toward the car. Sunny day, beautiful day. We found a lot of stuff. We were already happy. We were good to go. And I was saying to myself, and looking at the beauty of where we were, it's a gorgeous area. And I'd said to myself, well, not to myself, but I spoke in a mind speak fashion from my head out to what's around there. And I said, you know, I love the structures, I love the glyphs, but I want to see you. Show yourself. Where are you? Where are you? Show yourself. Are you parallel to us? Are you following us? Do you see us? Can you show me who you are? You know our intentions. You know that we're not going to do anything. We want to see you. We're here to see you, not just the structures. Will you show yourself? That's what I put out in there with my mind. Okay, with my mind, not out loud. And when we come back, I'll let you know what happened. Stay with me. This is Connie Willis talking about my adventures and my perspective of Sasquatch deep in the Rockies. You're listening to Coast AM. Welcome back to Coast AM. Hi, everybody. Connie Willis here discussing tonight experiences deep in the Rockies of Sasquatch and maybe even more. All right. So I got to the point of letting you know that I was out with a team that's called Sasquatch Journey. We had, this is their hotspot. They've been taking me there for, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 times, whatever. And so we had found a ton of structures. It was a beautiful day, had a little lunch. We went into the other side, started kind of going up the mountainside, and it was pretty steep. And we were ready to get back to the car. And this is an area where if you want to go up, it's not easy. You have to take your hand and pull yourself up with one tree and then another tree or branch or rock or something to get yourself to go up. So we were kind of going parallel, and that's when I had left off and I had said that we had seen so many structures, and I had done something I hadn't really done when I was out there in a while. And I asked from my head, like a mind speak, like a telepathy, that's when I said, you know, we've seen a lot of these structures. They look great. They're awesome. But man, I want to see you. I want to see you. We're here to see you. We are, we're nice. Our intentions are good. You know that. We've seen you guys along the way. We know you're here. We're not here to hurt you. We want to see you. Where are you? Are you walking parallel to us? Because a lot of them walk parallel to you. So I thought, I haven't done that. I actually haven't talked to them from my mind. So maybe let me give it a shot. It wasn't long after that, as we're scaling, I'm in one area. Tony of Sasquatch Journey's in another, and he's got his camera, and he's filming for his channel. And then we've got Ingrid kind of behind and up above. And Tony's actually got his camera kind of pointed down toward me, but in between he and I, there's a structure. He's got a video out there, and you can look at it. It's around around 253 or 1553 or something. He can tell you when he comes back in here. I don't remember exactly. But he's like shooting and talking. And normally if I say, hey, Tony, over there, usually he can hear me and he goes right over to it. But it was kind of funky this time, and no other reason, but I saw something straight across, parallel to me. I saw a man, and he had just run up to like a tree and grabbed it. It was a big guy. And I said to Tony, I was kind of trying not to talk to him and using my hands and gestures to go, hey, look. And I said, we're not alone. There's somebody there. And I think he said something like, what? Normally, he just kind of follows it, but he did say, what? And you can see it in the video of whatever happened. And I said, we're not alone. There's a man over there. There's a man over there, or maybe that's what we're here to look for. Maybe it's a Bigfoot. Now, I don't know that his audio picked me up. And at this point, I was actually given a GoPro from someone. It hadn't come in the mail yet. And if I would have had that thing strapped onto me, you would have seen it. So what I saw was this big man, and he came up, he ran up, and it was almost like he was stopping himself, At first, I thought he startled, but looking back, he stopped himself as he ran up to an area. He grabbed a tree, coming in my direction. And then he turned right and started walking up. And that's when I was saying, there's a man over there. There's a man over there. What? There's a man over there. Yeah, there's a man over there. Or he's what we're looking for. There's a man. There's a big guy over there. And I just, it's something wasn't right about it. Something wasn't, I couldn't put my finger on it. And it was walking. I saw the legs. I saw it walking up. It was big. Just a big guy. And it was very coordinated. And then all of a sudden it took off, scaling the mountain. The incline, we'll ask Tony what he believes the incline was. But we were grabbing the trees to pull us up. And you got to be careful with some of those aspen. They'll fall down on you. And it scaled this incline. We were around 10,000 feet, I think. And it would grab the trees, just like us. But like me, if I grabbed it, I had to make sure it was in a good spot to grab it. I had to make sure it wasn't going to pull back. And then I would use it and pull me up. And it took a little bit, and vice versa on the other side, my left and my right hand. This thing didn't even think. It just grabbed it with one hand and grabbed it with the other and the other and the other. And I've never seen anything move as fast as that. I never, ever seen anything move that fast, know to grab what it needed to grab to pull itself up. I mean, it was a blur. And it was a big guy. And I I had said something to Ingrid in the fact, or Ingrid said something back to me like, well, no big guy can run like that, or something similar to that. And she was right. There was no big guy. And I said, I don't know what it is. It was like determined to beat us to where we were heading. And your mind kind of tells you to go in a normal human way of, you know, maybe it's one of these gold guys running up to claim where his little gold area is, or maybe it's one of somebody that lives up in the mountainside, and he doesn't want you to go where his little stash is, or where his pots or pans, or where he sleeps. But there's no guy, and especially that big, that could go that fast. And then he was gone. And we walked over there chasing it. We went over there. We went everywhere. We looked for prints and everything. There was snow. However, the snow was spotty. But when this thing ran up, and when it scaled this mountain and this incline, and it went the way it went, and I heard crack and stuff too where it hit the ground. But when it started going really fast, I didn't hear anything anymore. And I know that I've been out and about with these beings before, and they're there. You hear them growling. They're 5 feet away from you. You put a spotlight on them, and there's nothing there. And I'm not talking about, oh yeah, they threw their voice, you know, or they threw their growls. No. I don't even know that that's the case. Whatever. No, I think, I don't know what they do. But when it went to that speed, you just didn't hear the noise anymore. And I don't know if that has something to do with that, but this thing, it was a blur. But as it ran up, the head did not move. It was gliding. There's no way if I did that, I'd be gliding. And that's another aspect and another a trait that people talk about along the way when they've seen these things run. Their head doesn't move. I saw the body going by really fast, but the head never moved. It was like they were gliding. You hear that all the time. That's what I saw. But I still see this man. It's so, here's the crazy thing when you see what I absolutely believe without a shadow of a doubt was a Sasquatch. I think it heard what I said, and I think it allowed me to see it. And anybody else that's out there that is in the Sasquatch world will tell you, oh, yeah, you talk to it and you know, it'll let you see it if it likes you. If he doesn't like it, he's not going to. I absolutely believe that too. Absolutely. You don't know that until you keep going out. So those of you that don't go out and you poo-poo this, that's okay. Go out and you're going to find a different story. I ask you to always be open-minded. We make it very safe here at Coast to Coast for you to tell your stories. And I like to experience this stuff myself. It just so happens that I have a broadcast background career, and how lucky and blessed I am to be able to marry the two and be here right now. But I'm not telling you from reading a book. I'm not telling you from somebody else's experience. I'm telling you from my eyes to your ears. This is what I saw when I was out with Sasquatch Journey deep in the Rockies. And I have processed it ever since, because it looked like a big man. It was coordinated. It was strong. Well, actually, a big man that size would not be coordinated. He'd have his Cheetos in one hand and fallen back. There's no way he could have ever went that fast. And if he did, Tony, Ingrid, myself would have found him breathing extremely heavy, because he couldn't have been in shape. And I think it came over and answered my call of, please come over. Let's see you. Please let me see you. And I did ask for me. I didn't say them. I'm sorry, Tony and Ingrid. I didn't say for all of us. Maybe I did, but I was really like, let me see you. Come on, please. Come on, let me see you. And I think sometimes we forget to ask for that. I think a lot of people always do that. But I think some people might forget. So make sure you ask in your head, because mind speak is real. And even if you don't think it is, give it a shot. See what happens. I had mind speak the first time I was around them. And it's not been every time I've been around them. So I guess they decide what they're going to do. And, you know, again, they're individual personalities. So you guys, I saw one scaling the mountain. I saw one going up an incline at speeds that was unreal. It's like a cartoon when you see, like, I don't know, some of these cartoon characters scale up the mountain and they're going really, really fast, and it's something unbelievable, right? So you, I don't know, that's what I saw. And while I was there, I kept trying to figure it out, because one of the things that we do, myself with Sasquatch Journey, we try to debunk it first. We're like, okay, that was some dude. He's running up. He's claiming his goal, because we had an experience like that before. And he, you know, or he's got some clothes up there, dirty underwear, whatever. He doesn't want you to grab it. You know, maybe he's got whatever he's got up there. And you know what? I'm from Kentucky. So what is that out in the woods? Ginseng. You know, you've seen there's a reality show out there where if you touch it, man, they'll take a shotgun to you. And that's how the guys are out in the Rockies. I found that out, too, if you get close to their gold claim. So we went looking, and Tony had his camera in hand. And at one point, Tony goes off on his own, rushing to see it. And I heard he went straight up this incline that we were not going to do. He went straight up because of the energy at that point. We were all like, whoa, you know, wanting to find this thing. Ingrid shoots up to make sure her man is okay. And I'm down there left by myself. And I went, oh, man, I got to go up there now, because I'm all by myself. I better get up there. I don't know what might happen to me, even if it's a mountain lion. So I went up there, too. And scaling that mountain, it was tough. It was not easy. But this thing made it look like it was no big deal. And then it was gone. And we couldn't find it. But we did see a lot of broken, whether it was aspens or weeds or whatever, a lot of broken things that was high up, that was fresh. So we know it went through there, but we never found it. But I know that I know. I'm not here to lie or tell stories. I'm not here to definitely do that for myself, much less anybody else, because I want to know the truth. And that is one of the first things I recently saw about 15 days ago, deep in the Rockies. I got to see one scale a mountain and run with speeds that I've never seen before in my life, and grab the trees as he did it in a way, he or she did it in a way to where they just grabbed and kept going. Now, me, you know, I don't want to get cut or anything, but I'm sure these don't really worry about that. But they also, you still got to look for one and grab it. And this thing was just like, psh, 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 psh. It was boom, it was up. So I'd like for you guys to meet the team that I was with, Sasquatch Journey. It's Tony and Ingrid Durant. They are now in the studio with me. They are a happily married couple. They just celebrated their 15th anniversary. Both fans of watching some of the Bigfoot shows. And then watching, they were looking through a lot of YouTube stuff, and they saw some similar shows, and they found some channels and that featured structures kind of like what Tony saw as a child with his family about 25 years ago. Now, thinking that this was kind of a good way to get off the couch on the weekends, they went back to these areas that they had seen these things long ago, not knowing what they were. And they began their Sasquatch journey, and that's how they got their name. Now, initially, they thought that these would be monthly outings, just going out once in a while, and boom, nope, fascination. They got the Bigfoot fever, I guess. We got to have some sort of term like that. They were intrigued with all the things that they saw out there and the encounters as well that they've experienced. So they're hooked. That's what they do now. They are addicted to the hairy man, and they are pretty much out there on just about every weekend. And they take me from time to time, and I'm very happy about that. So when they're not searching for Sasquatch, Tony is a machine operator at Eagle Claw Fish and Tackle. He's an avid pike fisherman. And also Ingrid is an accountant at, I think it's called it Ties. I think that's how you say it, Foods. And she is, and I'm telling you, she is. The word is ferocious. That is a perfect word. A big knitter. She does it at any time, at any place. And I think she needs to teach the Sasquatch that. They share 3 children, 10 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. And they're going to be here to talk a little bit more with me about what I saw, what their experience was with this, and a few other things. Connie Willis talking about Sasquatch deep in the Rockies here on Coast to Coast AM.